You're listening to SBS News.
With Jim Chalmers and Chris Bowen both ruling themselves out of running for the top job, it appears Anthony Albanese's ascension to the leadership of the Australian Labor Party will be a formality. And although nominations for the position close on Monday, Mr. Albanese, who is the federal member for the seat of Grayndler in Sydney's Inner West, is already talking like a leader. Mr. Albanese says his leadership style will be a positive one.
Positive messages, positive policies about what I'm for rather than just by what I'm against. And I think, frankly, the result in Warringah showed that the Australian people don't want politics to be defined by just what people are against. And they responded to that.
Mr. Chalmers is expected to run for the position of deputy leader, currently held by Tanya Plibersek. Richard Marles and Claire O'Neill are both also considering running for that position. The anticipated leadership changes come in the wake of the ALP's shock election defeat last weekend under the leadership of Bill Shorten. According to various pre-election polling and analysis, the Labor Party was expected to win upwards of the 76 seats required to form a majority government, with some tipping the ALP to win as many as 80. Instead, the Liberal National Coalition has won 76 seats and could even end up with 78 once counting is completed in the three remaining close seats, Bass in Tasmania, Macquarie in New South Wales and Lilly in Queensland. Mr. Albanese says that despite Labor winning only 67 seats, it shouldn't worry about the result.
But I don't think it should be a cause for despair. I think it should be a cause for determination. We must work with the people of Australia, wherever and whoever they are, to build a blueprint for a better country.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison, meanwhile, has put the public service on notice, saying there will be very clear performance targets over the next 3 years. Mr. Morrison has stressed the need for bureaucrats to work quickly, in particular when their decisions have an impact on investors.
A big part of the way I intend to direct over the next 3 years is there will be very clear targets about performance levels that we'll expect from the delivery of the public service, that Australians should expect to see things turned around quickly, that investors that are looking to invest in Australia, the blockages that often frustrate them, they will be dealt with. Congestion busting just doesn't need to happen on our roads and around the country. Congestion busting needs to happen in the bureaucracy. And I want to see some congestion busting in the bureaucracy, ensuring that we get things done.
Mr. Morrison was speaking at a meeting with department secretaries in Canberra. They've been asked to find savings in their budgets in order to help cover the coalition's $1.4 billion in election promises. The department secretaries also met Nationals Party leader and Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack, who was re-elected to the leadership unopposed. Mr. McCormack praised the Nationals' role in helping the Liberal National Coalition form government again.
It's been a team effort. It shows that hard work, that decency and delivery pays off. Thank you, one and all. The National Party have been fantastic in this election. We have helped the Liberals to again form government. They couldn't do it without us.
No.
They know how important we are, but I need to place also a real vote of thanks to our Prime Minister Scott Morrison. He has done a mighty job. And when all the polls, when all the pundits, when so many in the media and all the trolls and all the lefties and all those on Twitter said we would never do it, well, we proved them wrong.
The Nationals did not lose a seat at the election, while Mr. McCormack confirmed Bridget McKenzie will continue as deputy leader of the party. Four more women have been added to the Nationals team, with Anne Webster joining Michelle Landry in the lower house. Perrin Davey, Susan McDonald and Sam McMahon are on track to be elected to the Senate. If they are, that will bring the total number of Nationals women to six. Prime Minister Morrison, meanwhile, is expected to announce his cabinet this weekend. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.